Shalom and God bless you all, and welcome to Daily Devotion. This is your brother Lawrence Tay, based in Saskatoon, Canada. I deem it very, very privileged to be given the opportunity to be able to speak some few words of encouragement unto the brethren this week. And I want to thank the administrators of this platform and all the other ministers who have shared the word of God unto us, which has built our faith as we walk this Christian journey. And I trust this week I will be able to share some few words of exhortation unto the brethren. And may the name of the Lord be praised. Hallelujah. I want to take my scripture reading from John chapter 18, verse 36. John chapter 18, verse 36. Now, this was the time when Jesus was getting ready to be delivered, so as he will be able to share his blood and redeem us unto himself. So Jesus and his disciples went to the Garden of Gethsemane. Judas Iscariot was also one of them, he that was to betray Jesus. And so when the mob came unto Jesus to arrest him, apparently, Jesus, who was the Word, knew that he doesn't belong unto this world. He surrendered himself unto his captors. He came forward and said, "Who do you seek?" Then he told them, "I am he." They said they were looking for Jesus. And then he said, "I am he." So Simon Peter drew a sword and cut off one of the high priest's servant's ear. And lo and behold, Jesus, knowing very well that his kingdom is not of this world, took that piece of ear and put it back, and told Simon Peter to put his sword in its sheath. Why? Because he said he knew and he knows that he is here for a mission. Brothers and sisters, if we also know our calling, the hope of our calling, and the purpose of it, the Lord has saved us so that we live a life unto him, then we will also know that our kingdom is not of this world. Well, then they bound Jesus and took him away for interrogation. But one statement that Jesus made was what I want us to read. That's in John chapter 18, verse 36. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then will my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. So that is why when he was being arrested, he gave himself freely. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, what is the Lord Jesus Christ telling us here in John's Gospel? There is a kingdom, and there must be a king. Well, by God's grace, we are going to look at the kingdom life when we are saved, when we are born again, when we separate ourselves unto the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is a life that comes with it. You all bear with me about the story of Nicodemus. He came to Jesus by night. He said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus told him, "You must be born again. If you are not born again, you cannot see or you cannot enter the kingdom of God." Amen. And that is what we are endeavoring this week to look into. When we are saved, when we come to Jesus, what sort of life are we supposed to live? Do we still portray the old life when we were in Satan's Eden or Satan's kingdom? Jesus never did that. Amen. Let's also read a scripture in Psalm 2, verse 6 to 8. "Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the hidden for thy inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession." Let's also read from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Now, brothers and sisters, note here, "And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Amen. So, kingdom life. Jesus being the Christ, Jesus knowing, being the Word incarnate, knew the purpose of his life here on earth. So he didn't mingle with the affairs of this life. Amen. One time, when he was preparing to pray, he went to pray. He actually fasted. After the fasting, Satan came to tempt him and he said, "If you bow down and worship me, I'm going to give you all the..." Satan took him to the high pinnacle and showed him all the kingdoms of this world and told him, "If you will bow down to worship me, I'm going to give you all this kingdom. But the Lord Jesus, knowing who he was, knowing that he was here on earth for a mission, told Satan, "Satan, get thee behind me, for my kingdom is not of this world." And that was the same statement he made when he was about to be delivered. He offered himself to be taken so that he will sacrifice and redeem the world unto him. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is our King. And for as much as we are born again, for as much as we are born of the incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God, we belong to his kingdom. And this kingdom demands a life that comes with it. Amen. My brothers and sisters, what kind of life are we living? Does our life depict that kingdom? We live in a kingdom, and the life we are seeking for that city, whose builder and maker is God. The saints of old, they also sought for that city where there are innumerable company of angels. If we know where we came from, if we know where we are going, then we are going to portray a certain life. And that is what, by God's grace, this week, I want us to look at some few characteristics of this kingdom. Satan tried to sell that kingdom, sell his kingdom unto Jesus. But Jesus told him, my kingdom is not of this world. Amen. He offered to Jesus Christ if Christ will worship him. We are not, saints of God, we are not going to worship that Satan. We are not going to worship that devil. We are only going to separate our lives unto God. And we know our aim, the purpose of which we have been saved, then God is going to do a mighty work in our life. God is going to use us to build his kingdom. And if we know that we don't belong to this world, we are seeking for a kingdom whose maker and builder is God, we are going to strive. We are going to strive and be part of that kingdom. Paul the Apostle came and said, he was a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. For he also sought a kingdom where Christ is the King. Amen. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God. That realm, that spiritual realm, over which God reigned as King. Hallelujah. That kingdom, that life can also be the fulfillment of God's will here on earth. Remember when the disciples came to Jesus, asking, "Lord and Master, teach us how to pray." He told them, "When you pray, pray like this: Our Father who art in heaven, thy will be done on earth, even as it is done in heaven." Hallelujah. So the will of God is the kingdom of God, is the life that we must live, brothers and sisters. And that life, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the central focal point of this life, or the teaching of this kingdom. Hallelujah. And Jesus is the activity, is the life, is the King. Hallelujah. Our Lord walked the shores of Galilee, and all the parables that he spoke are mostly, he spoke those parables in the gospel, mostly depict the kingdom of God. The wise and the foolish virgin, and all the other parables that he spoke, they depicted that life that one will have to live to be able to please his maker, to be able to have a part in that kingdom, or in that kingdom that God is about to establish here on earth. Brothers and sisters, if we are willing and we obey, we are going to eat the fruit of the land. So, my brothers, we are going to look at this kingdom, the relationship that we have in this kingdom, the power that we have in this kingdom, the gospel and the freedom that we have in this kingdom, if the Lord will grant us the grace in the subsequent days. May the Lord keep you and bless you, is my prayer. Shalom, and God bless you all. Amen.